fit in multi-mission and complex site and all that stuff. And it's got ongoing operations. And you've got to, you know, attach this, freight car called Savannah River to the program. And as things run into obstacles and stuff, there's going to be an obvious priority to make sure they don't disrupt the ongoing things of LIL to keep that LEAP program going. And that may, you know, draw attention and maybe resources away from Savannah River. So that's always a concern in my mind. But just the overall risk assessment on these complex projects to see what that, you know, 10 to 90% confidence level is on schedule and cost is really important. So, we always have, we're subject to annual appropriations and continuing resolutions and those kind of things. So, you know, as the funding ceilings go down, this, you squeeze out the toothpaste down the road. So, particularly the critical evolution, you know. So
the question with regards to schedules, from an informational perspective, keep the governor apprised of all that's happening. When will you begin to publish schedules or anticipated funding streams or those sorts of things?
As far as funding streams, you know, the FinCEP is in the budget request, and for line item construction projects, we do show the full funding beyond the FinCEP in the data sheet. Our plan is to have this be a line item construction project in FY21. But can, you know, provide periodic updates on that. The schedule we are working on, you know, obviously you don't want to go around showing stakeholders a P6 schedule because it's just too detailed.
A couple of the people in this, you know, outside of this call, no one would probably know what they were looking at.
So we are working on a way to show that, both for internal to the building, that's not a P6 output that we can work on providing as we develop.
Is that a quarterly thing? How often would something like that be available? When you might start with having one available?
I guess there's two ways to come at it. From the project side, they are developing their own schedule, and I don't know what interfaces they'll have locally with you all. From a program perspective, I mean, we can support what you think you need to see on programmatic activities. I don't know if we have a regular cadence.
But I mean, if we're talking about for PIP production, you know, really those briefings would be coming from the program. And you know, I think it's, I don't necessarily want to set some periodicity because who knows? You know, there may not be any significant development to show you every single quarter. But if we could agree to, you know, work together to stay in touch and, as there are significant developments in the planning process and in the schedule process, you know, we brief y'all on those, we share that with y'all for the good of the group, we're certainly happy to do so.
So you're working on a sort of a master schedule right now, program schedule right now. Do you know when that would be to at a point where at a high level we'd have something to send down to Columbia?
I would like to see have something over the next few months, in early calendar year 2020 that we could share.
February 15th to follow up. How about that?
Okay.
All right.
Be great. Some people accuse me of being anal. I confess they're probably right.
Seconded. You're good at it, though. It makes you effective.
Yeah. All right.
That's a compliment.
No, it was. It was very much a compliment.
Yeah. You make a lousy politician, Rick.
So I think that's the, is that the end of your presentation then?
Yes, sir, it is, unless you all have more questions.
All right,
Rick, can I just ask, this is Tom Young, I've listened to all this, and just so I can make sure I'm on the same page, it sounds like that as of today, everything is still on go, full speed ahead, plutonium pit production, Savannah River. You are still depending on adequate funding to be provided by Congress within the deadline set by the DOD and DOE.
If your question is about whether or not we're slowing down because of funding concerns, we're moving forward. We're still waiting to see what comes out of the CR, you know, what comes next, but we haven't slowed down any of our activities at Los Alamos or Savannah River.
So you're burning money right now, so you have funds to continue. At some point, either they give you more or you run up against a wall, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, so we've looked at different scenarios here. We're okay for another month or two, but after the new year, we'll have to start adjusting things or slowing down or, you know, prioritizing our activities.
Okay, thank you. That's good clarity. Tom, does that answer your question?
I think so. I mean, you know, I want to make sure that